Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, greetings and hope chat, everybody. This is Kwame Brinton here on this Friday, May the 8th, 2020. We are here in Richmond, Virginia, and I am very happy to be here, excited to be here. We have a nice sunny day, a little chilly outside, but it's Virginia weather. It goes up and down. Kind of strange. We have quite a bit of rain here lately. And I just want to welcome you to this Friday Word for the Point, Gold Cup Network, Blog Talk, and Podcast here. And today's topic is October Surprise. Right now, in this year, May the 8th, 2020, we're having a situation that's never happened before in our lifetime. And it's attributed to a virus called COVID-19, coronavirus, pandemic that swept the planet. And not only are we having a health crisis, but we're having an economic meltdown, an economic collapse. In the last 4 weeks, over 3 million people in the United States have filed for unemployment. And there's a whole lot of people that can't file because they don't qualify for unemployment. The worst is yet to come. The worst is yet to come. That's right. They have laid off people. People are working remotely from their homes because this virus is supposed to be so contagious that you just have to, according to the guidelines, you have to stay 6 feet apart from people in public and people walking around with face masks on so they don't breathe the so-called virus that's supposed to be airborne, is according to what they said. But it's had affected quite a bit of businesses. Restaurants, you can't eat inside restaurants. Only take out food can be ordered from restaurants. Yeah, that's right. They are going to have a whole lot of city workers laid off because tax revenue is not coming in because people are not working. So the revenue has, right here in Virginia, I believe it was Richmond, the city of Richmond on Henrico. I'm not sure which one it was, but they've already lost, it was a record. That's already lost $100 million in tax revenue since this pandemic started. Now, they say it was the pandemic that shut down the economy. But from my studies, and people like Robert Kiyosaki, Mark Maloney, Andrew Yang, and quite a few I think her name is Zhang. I can't remember her first name right off the top of my head. But a lot of people who have been following the economy have been telling us that a bubble was about to burst, that we're going to have the worst depression since the Great Depression because the numbers just weren't right. All right, the stock market was at an all-time high. Wow, millions of people are losing their jobs or being underpaid or underemployed. And technology, artificial intelligence, is replacing a lot of jobs. Grocery stores have checkout facilities. So when you go in a grocery store, like even a Walmart, they may have just two or three cashiers, human beings, and everybody else is going through their self-checkout line. A lot of jobs are going to be lost and are being lost. Soon they're going to have 18-wheelers run by artificial intelligence up and down the highway carrying supplies and food and stuff like that. Truck drivers, just a matter of time. They may be the last ones, but soon, according to this book, The War on Normal People, we're going to have a universal basic income, and that means less freedom. Because this is what this is about, your freedom. And if you depend on somebody else to provide your basic needs, you're not free. See, we thought we were free because we had jobs. You know, we can go to school, go to work, come home, watch TV, go on vacation. But we were conditioned and programmed to accept that as a way of life due to the educational system, the publicly funded educational system that was initiated by big industry because they needed some obedient workers to work in the factories during the industrial age. But the 70s is over. We need a mind shift. We need to change because a lot of these jobs are not going to come back. Believe me. Transportation is going to be affected. The transportation industry, entertainment industry is going to be affected. They're going to be laying off police and firemen. Retail stores are already not going to be opening up. Nordstrom's up here at Short Pump has already announced they're not going to open back up. Stores have been closing already, but stores are going to close even faster now because they can't sustain without any revenue coming in. There's a lot of them filing bankruptcy right now. Rental property, people who got rental property, they're not getting rent right now. And a lot of them still owe that mortgage. So a lot of those homes are going to be defaulted and go back to the bank. Just think about a lot of people working remotely from home now. So guess what? A lot of those office buildings that's downtown, they're not going to be really needed. Or these office buildings in the suburbs, because a lot of people now have been set up, companies have set people up in their homes to work from their home now in order to keep the business going during this pandemic. And then when they go back to work, they can have, we're going to have this social distancing thing that they call, where people cannot be in close proximity to themselves anymore. This control thing is really, really going to be deep. They've been censoring information that goes against what the government wants you to know about. And they have this thing now that if you keep your employees until September 31st, the loan from the stimulus package that the Federal Reserve created money out of thin air, you don't have to pay it back. But come October the 1st, you're going to see massive layoffs. That's the October surprise. You think it's bad now? Wait till October get here. See, school teachers are not going to be going. A lot of them are not going to be going back to work. No. And when the teachers don't go back to work, that means they don't need a lot of bus drivers, cafeteria workers, counselors. Man, so that means they're going to need less supplies in the schools, papers and pencils and all those other things. Technology, artificial intelligence is going to be eliminating a lot of jobs from this point forward. So things are never going to be the same again. Unfortunately, that's just the way it's going to be. Now, we do have a solution. We have a solution for those who want to know about a solution to the world's economy. There's a book called The Future of Money, written by Dr. Harold Constantine Seitz, who was the founder of Karabars International. The goal will be our new form of commerce, where we'll be able to buy goods and services. Gold, that's what I said, gold is the solution. We have a system in place that's been in place for over 8 years now, operating in 146 countries, where a person can put themselves on the fast track to financial freedom, where they can detach themselves from this debt-based system that's collapsing right in front of our eyes. For those who do not act and wake up, the future's not going to be nice. You have an opportunity to open up a free gold savings account and start keeping what you have in a safe store of value and wealth. Safe store of value and wealth. The U.S. dollar is the world's premier currency. The its way out. Since the Great Depression has lost 98% of its buying power, while gold has increased in its value over 6,000%. Gold is the, gives you the power to get free and build wealth and protect your family's financial future. Gold has been accepted for thousands of years as a medium of exchange. And the more, as long as the less available it becomes, the more expensive it's going to become, more valuable it's going to become. Carbon International offers you the opportunity to open up a free gold savings account so you can start acquiring gold. We don't buy gold. For real money, gold. Gold is real money. Everything else is credit. J.P. Morgan said that in 1912, right before the Federal Reserve was created, which is not the federal government. Most people think it is. There's so much that they don't want you to know, and they still don't want you to know about what's really going on. But you, I encourage you to turn off the TV, open up some books. I'm going to give you a few of them that you might want to get your hands on. One is called Faith by Robert Kiyosaki. Okay? The other one is called Big Big by Dr. Harold Seif. I already mentioned The Future of Money by Dr. Harold Seif. The Dream Chaser Manifesto by Mr. Ty Best. Dream Chaser, The Dream Chaser Manifesto by Ty Best. Drink, Think, and Grow Rich by Think and Grow Rich of Black Choice by Dennis Kimbrough. The Richest Man in Babylon, Essential. Get that book and start reading. Educate yourself so that you can prepare yourself for the future. There's a link here that you can learn more information about what we're doing. All right? What we're doing is real simple. You set yourself up on auto exchange, save yourself at least a gram of gold a month, and you tell everybody that you know as fast as you can. You drive them to the Wealth Builders Worldwide, realmoney.info, www.therealmoney.info.com, and let them look at that video. Follow up with them. Ask them what they liked about the video. Do the freeway call with your sponsor. Do the gold conversation. Treat this like a real business, and it will treat you very well. You have the best comp plan on the planet. Remember, our product is money. Our product is anything. Okay? We're not buying anything. All we're doing is changing paper for gold to smart increment. This is a business that you can operate from anywhere you want. Today at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get a live presentation? Go to goldrocks.info. It's a Zoom presentation, so if you don't have Zoom on your device, download it to your device. Today is the day that you can take control of your family's financial future. Don't be afraid like a lot of other people are, okay? Don't become a ghost. Don't disappear. When we're asking you simple questions, don't try to dodge them. If you don't know, you don't know, and it's okay. Because a lot of things I've learned in the last 2 years since I've been a part of Wealth Builders, Carrot Bars, Gold Pump Network, I didn't know before. Open your mind to this new. The 1970s is over with. It's a new day. Get back with the person that shared it with you, or click the link here to learn more and get back with me. Peace.